He cleared his throat and read slowly, pausing at the words with more than one syllable.
"Dear Emmalou," it says, "Zachary's father would very much like to see his grandson. If possible, we will make the trip to Junction City. If that doesn't work out, perhaps you would meet us in Manhattan. Everett,"
he looked up at her,
"that'd be me, has told me of how badly Zachary,"
he wrinkled his nose,
mistreated you, and I offer my apologies. Respectfully yours, Jessica Belk."
He looked at her as if he'd achieved a victory.
"That wasn't too bad. I usually don't read writing, just printed things. Newspapers, store signs and such."
Emmalou snatched the letter from Everett's hand, crumpling it, then smoothed the paper out over her knee. She stared at it, as if that would help her understand the words.
"How do I know I can trust her? What if all she wants is to take my baby away from me?"
"She ain't that kind of person. She's the best of Christians."
"Tell her she can't come here. I won't have her see how I have to live."
"Maybe you could take the baby with you and meet them in Manhattan."
"No. I used to go there from time to time to buy things I can't get here, but even if I did, I wouldn't take my baby with me. There were other bad things that happened in San Francisco I didn't tell anyone. I don't trust people now."
"What happened there you ain't told me yet?"
"I'm not talking about it."
"Would you like some cookies? They have raisins in them." Elizabeth nodded. Kimimela took two saucers from the pantry and divided the cookies, giving Elizabeth more than she gave herself. Elizabeth's eyes flicked from one stack to the other. She took the top cookie, dunked it in the milk, and took a bite.
"This is good," she said,
"but not as good as my mommy makes."
"Thank you. I have another kind I make with walnuts at this time of year. They have little pieces of chopped apple in them."
"I think I might like those."
"You miss your mother," Kimimela said, "don't you?" Elizabeth's eyes teared up.
"She's been in the hospital with a new baby for 4 days now, and before he came to get born, she was sick for a long time. I had to go spend every day with Mrs. James. I hate her."
"Why?" Kimimela asked.
"She tells me I'm a bad girl, and she never gives me enough to eat."
"She is not going to be taking care of you anymore. I am going to look after you and your brother, and I promise to give you all the food you want."